This is from a story about driving your friend to New Jersey so he can lose his virginity to an Iraq war veteran he met while playing World of Warcraft. The next afternoon, sometime, I figured after the hotel checkout deadline, they came back. She was wearing jeans and a shirt with button. He had on the same clothes from the day before, the same metal t-shirt and cargo pants that had crossed Pennsylvania in the bleak air of my car. The kid was playing video games like he always played video games. He hadn't asked him to play with him again, and I was glad. I was sick of that, and instead I put headphones in my ears and play on the couch, doing my best to read through the sound of gunfire. Tomahawk walked up to me. "Yo," he said. I unplugged my ears. "How are you?" "Sweet," he said. I nodded and replaced my headphones. I wanted to finish my chapter. I wanted to think of something less stupid to say. But by the time I finished, they had disappeared again. I looked for them. I glanced in the kitchen. I glanced out through the window towards the driveway. I looked down the hall to see if there was light coming from under the door of the bathroom. Then I heard them. I looked back at the kid. He was climbing out of the tank. Could he not hear? Maybe. It was a soft, dulcet fucking. It did not permeate the air. It did not shake the rafters. But it was there. Once I heard it everywhere. Back in the couch, I could hear it like the beating of a heart under the floorboards. It made me nervous. I focused in on it like a scanner. I heard it louder and louder until the world fell away. The kid and his games, the air conditioner, my own breathing. Until there was only one sound in the whole world. So what, said the kid. What game is this? Resistance, he said. You kill aliens. The alien he was killing then was tall and thin, its arms dangling around its knees. It had a human being by the throat and was jamming it into its mouth while the kid shot at its mouth with a gun. The gun didn't do much good. The alien bit the human's head off and then pulled out the spinal cord and slurped it up in the style of a noodle. Then the alien creature turned on him. It looked straight into the kid's eyes, like it could sense its placement in the real world, and then it lunged at him, its mouth open, its teeth glimmering. It ate him, the camera or its character's eyes or whatever, glimpsing for an instant the slimy talons of the alien's throat before going black. He played the level again and died the same again. Can you run away? No. A third time, a fourth time. Cheat codes? There are none. Game facts? The computer's in my mom's room. He knew. After a fifth time, he dropped the controller on the floor and made it sound like he was deflating. Plus, his sound, though, was not the only sound. In the background, they were still there. It was undeniable. It was clear as day his mother was fucking in her bedroom and we were there in front of a silent television and a silent PlayStation 3, like it was listening like it was distant music playing on the other side of the hill, and we were travelers, stretching our ears towards it, hoping we could hear it better, because we knew if we could hear it free and clear, it would save our immortal souls. That night, his mom took us all out to eat at Denny's.